I can't talk to you right now.
Why?
I think I'm ready to start.
Okay.
Okay, 1 second, you're gonna Okay, good evening, everyone. I'd like to begin now. I thought it'd be appropriate. Last night we discussed the idea of Kedusha Shabbos. We touched on it, talking because the topic of ball playing came up. We touched on Kedusha Shabbos. So I thought it would be appropriate to spend a few minutes being ma'arich on that, elaborating a little bit on the idea of Kedusha Shabbos, especially it's a Thursday night. It's already Erev Shabbos, so it's a particularly good time. And the first thing I wanted to share is that it's brought that Rav Eliyahu Lapyan, who was one of the great Balei Musar of recent times, Rav Eliyahu Lapyan once spent a Shabbos in Radin with the Chavetz Chaim. And on that Shabbos, the Chavetz Chaim told him a chiddush. He said as follows. The Gemara says that Shkula Shabbos keneged kol ha-mitzvos, that Shabbos is equal. The mitzvah of Shabbos, observing Shabbos, is equal to fulfilling all the mitzvahs. Shkula Shabbos keneged kol ha-mitzvos. There are 613 mitzvahs. And is keeping observing Shabbos. Observing Shabbos is equal to fulfilling all the mitzvahs. So said the Chavetz Chaim. I'm sorry, a little technical complication here.
Why?
Well, one second, please. 1 second.
What happened?
Shh, 1 second, you can lose because the phone. Okay. I only have half a vision of this. Am I still heard?
Yeah, it's regular for us.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. So the Chavetz Chaim said, that just like Shabbos is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos, that observing Shabbos is equal to all the other mitzvos, similarly, any mitzvah that's fulfilled on Shabbos, any mitzvah a person fulfills on Shabbos is shakul, it's equal keneged all the mitzvos, meaning not just observing Shabbos itself, but a mitzvah that you do on Shabbos is shakul keneged kol ha-mitzvos. This is the chiddush of the Chavetz Chaim. So, and continue the Chavetz Chaim, that it's well known that when a person learns Torah, I'm talking, specifically about men that have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, not just to learn what they need to fulfill. Everyone has to do that, including women, but men have a chiyuv, have an obligation to learn Torah just for the sake of learning Torah and knowing the Torah, even parts of it that we can't fulfill now, or that, that a person would never fulfill, would never apply to him. Nevertheless, a person, or even something he knows already, of course, a man has a mitzvah to learn Torah as much as possible. And we know that it says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is fulfilled with each and every word. One word of learning is a mitzvah of Fnei Atzma. So every word of learning is a fulfillment of a mitzvah, is a key mitzvah. So says the Chavetz Chaim, on Shabbos, every word of learning is worth 613. Because we said every mitzvah you do on Shabbos is keneged all the mitzvahs. So every word you learn on Shabbos is keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. So every word that a person learns, he's being mekayim a mitzvah, which is times 613. And the Chavetz Chaim famously says that a person can learn 200 words in a minute. Person sitting and learning a Gemara, let's say he's reviewing a Gemara which he knows well, so he's able to read it, or he's learning Torah Shemiksav, whatever it is. A person can learn 200 words in a minute. So it comes out, he can learn 200 words in a minute. So instead of fulfilling just 200 mitzvahs in a minute, like he would be doing on a Monday or Tuesday or any other day of the week, on Shabbos he's fulfilling 200 times 613, which is 122,600. So in 1 minute, a person who's sitting and learning could fulfill 122,600 mitzvahs. multiply that by 60. If you lunch for an hour, person lunch for an hour, the cheshbon comes out. It's staggering. It's 7,356,000. That means a person can fulfill sitting and learning properly, bahasmada, paying attention to what he's learning, meaning, you know, not battling, not getting distracted by things. Baruch Hashem on Shabbos, he doesn't have a cell phone to distract him, even if during the week sometimes that may be a challenge. But on Shabbos, it's not a challenge. Sitting and learning diligently for an hour. So 60 times 122, 600 is 7,356,000 mitzvahs in 1 hour. And then you can learn for a lot more than an hour in Shabbos. So when Rav Eliyahu Lapyan heard this, I mean, I'm astounded. He was a pretty good learner till then. I'm astounded. He spent his Shabbos Sudas. He shared the Retorah, etc. But after he heard this from the Chafetz Chaim, he was particularly diligent about talking, like spending the whole Sudah of Shabbos sharing the Retorah with everybody, with the Parsha and other things, sharing the Torah, so that not just him, but all his family or guests, whoever was at the table, could be Mekayim, countless mitzvahs. And there's an additional cheshbon. By the way, this is brought down in a sefer called Ateres Dedayim, written by Rav David Zucker, Shlita Rish Kol in Chicago, one of my rebbeim, and he brings us down to Parshas Kisisa, and he says that we could really expound it further, and that is that the mitzvah Talmud Torah is not just a plain mitzvah. It's not just the mitzvah Talmud Torah that you get like one mitzvah, and you know for each word. But the mitzvah Talmud Torah itself is connected. Talmud Torah connected kulam. So to begin with, Talmud Torah is really times 613. So now times it again. Take that hour of learning, which is already over 7 million mitzvahs, and multiply each one of those mitzvahs is worth 613. So I don't know what the cheshbon, I didn't do that math, but 7,356,000 times 613 is probably a pretty high number. So it's certainly chizuk for a man to be osik and learning as much as he can on Shabbos, and not just when he can sit and learn with the sefer, but also, you know, like I said, at the table, share the Torah. If you're walking with somebody, or if he's spending time with somebody, or even by himself. You know, even if it's 2 minutes before davening begins the shul, open up the siddur to Pirkei Avos and learn Pirkei Avos, and whatever it may be. Or, you know, you came to shul 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early. So don't, even during the week, you shouldn't just sit around and do nothing. But kol shekein Shabbos, if you sit around for 5 minutes instead of learning for 5 minutes, you just passed up the opportunity of getting, I can't tell you how many mitzvahs. Now, for women as well, though, it's not, even if it's not learning Torah, is not the thing they're supposed to be doing all day. But there are plenty of mitzvahs that women do, and there are plenty of opportunities on Shabbos. First of all, many women say Tehillim on Shabbos. They have Tehillim groups on Shabbos, which is certainly a mitzvah rabbah. And there are opportunities on Shabbos for chasadim, which maybe you can't do during the week. More opportunities to perhaps just stop by somebody's house and somebody who could use a visit or could use a nice word, a friendly hello, and you know, just someone checking in on them, see how they're doing. Or, I don't have to give you ideas. I'm sure the women have plenty of ideas on their own besides those that I just mentioned of things that can be done on Shabbos. And for each mitzvah, says the Chafetz Chaim, each mitzvah, if during the week it's a big mitzvah, on Shabbos it's a giant mitzvah because it's the mitzvah times 613. And that's in the Kumaseh. And in terms of the Sheva Altaisa, I mean, that's in terms of the positive. But in terms of what not to do, and Shabbos certainly is one wants to make every effort to avoid things which should be avoided during the week, certain things like, you know, Dvarim B'Teilim and certainly things worse than that, of course, you know, Lashon Hara and Rechilas, but okay, of course, you want to make sure, as I said always, but particularly sure on Shabbos, not to get drawn into any such types of conversations or not, you know, not to be a participant, but not even a listener, etc. But it's more than that. On Shabbos, there's an Isser, which hopefully we'll expound upon and, you know, elaborate upon at a different time. But I want to bring out one point of it. There's an Isser of reading Shtari Hedyotos or anything that's Doma to Shtari Hedyotos. Shtari Hedyotos means contracts, secular contracts, which for a business deal. One is not allowed to read them on Shabbos. And Chazal also forbade anything which could be michlif, which could be confused or exchanged with. So basically, the bottom line, it really comes out, and these are dinim and shulchan aruch. This is not just, midas chasidus, but it comes out that really one is not allowed to read secular reading material on Shabbos, with the possible exception of what's called sifrei chachma, books of which are teaching a certain perhaps a science book or something which is teaching a type of of chachma, even if it's chachma ta'olam. But that's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch, and that's there are two days and two opinions in Shulchan Aruch about that. But regular, certainly novels or fiction, or even history, if it's nonfiction, these are things. Even if it's something which one could arguably say is appropriate, is okay during the week, but in Shabbos it's really not okay. It's not okay to read Shtarei Adyotos in Shabbos. It's an iser. It's a din of Shulchan Aruch. Now, I was saying this quickly, but I do want to give over. There is a limud schus. You say, well, what? Look at all the people I know. She's a good person, and he's a good person, and I happen to know that they are not careful about this. And it includes newspapers and magazines. Now, again, if it's a magazine that has real, if you're reading real Torah content, I don't mean the novel about Ruchi and Sari and whatever at the pizza store, but I mean if it's a real Torah content, okay, so that's not Shtarei Adyotos. If you're reading an article in a Jewish magazine, which is really Hashkafas HaTorah, or you're reading about an Adam Gadol or whatever it is, okay, that's separate. But that's not part of what we're saying. But reading just plain stuff in the magazines is part of what we're saying, in newspapers, etc. And so there is a limud schus. Just very briefly, it's based on a Magen Avraham. Maybe I bit off one that I can chew for such a short time now, but I will just briefly, there is a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is one of the great achronim who, based on his interpretation of a certain halach and Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that if you get oneg Shabbos from it, it is mutter. Meaning if you're not just reading it, stop, because you're bored and just to pass the time, or you're not reading it to know, just to find out the news, but you're reading it for oneg Shabbos because it's something you enjoy. It's a book, a clean, kosher book, and you enjoy reading it. It gives you oneg. L'fila Magen Avraham, that is a heter. Oneg Shabbos is a heter, which pushes off this iser of reading secular material. But so it's a limud schus. It's only a limud schus because most achronim do not agree with this Magen Avraham's heter. It's based on a novel interpretation of a certain halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even break it down. The Mishnah Berurah, which is the source that we generally go to for halacha, especially in the Ashkenazic world, but even in the Sephardic world, is very highly regarded. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring it down. In fact, he alludes to the Magen Avraham's heter, and he says, "I'm not bringing it down because the other couldn't find it very difficult." So it's not really halacha lemaisa, but it is a limud schus. So especially, let's say, married women who have teenage daughters are listening to this, or young, and they're saying, "Oh, my daughter spends a lot of time reading novels on Shabbos or whatever it is." So look, when I used to teach the girls in high school, I would tell them, I taught 11th graders for many years halacha. I don't expect you to go home and this Shabbos, that's it. Nobody's going to touch a magazine, touch a book, etc. I don't expect that to happen. But I would tell them, but I want you to know about this and make it a goal. In the meantime, if you feel you have to rely on the Magen Avraham, okay, but make it a goal, at least that, something, put it on my wish list of something, a madrega I can at least strive to reach, than not to read secular material on Shabbos. So that's why, I'm presenting it that way, that there is a limud schus for people that do it, but it's not the ideal, and it's not the pashup shot. Pashup shot in halacha is that secular material is usur. It's a lot broader than this. It applies to a lot of other things. Maybe we'll talk about it, as I said. But for the meantime, it certainly will add tremendously to your Kedusha Shabbos and to what you'll take out of Shabbos if you're able to put all of that aside for Shabbos and find appropriate things. Maybe whether it's Sifrei Hashkafa, Torah or Hashkafa, or at least, biographies of Gedolim, which are, if they're written properly, are Sifrei Hashkafa to a good extent. We're not just reading about the history of the Gedol to know whatever it's, when he moved from here to there, when he did this. You're reading it to draw out lessons from his life, to draw out, the stories of how he lived his life and how he reacted in certain situations, to try to emulate to the extent that we can. So things like books like that is a different madriga. That and that books like that should be the type of books that you should designate for Shabbos when you feel, if you feel you just can't sit and read divrei Torah mamish the whole day, etc. But as I said, there are other mitzvahs. There are plenty of mitzvahs made other than lachavero that could be done on Shabbos. Plenty of opportunities. And in general, maybe next Thursday we'll discuss these things again. But the Shabbos meal anyway is certainly meant to be a time for spending time with your family, those that have families, those that have children, of spending time with the children and being mechazik the children and taking an interest in what they're doing and getting, encouraging them to share divrei Torah that they heard, that they learned in school, whether it's their parsha papers or whatever it is, and just getting them into it, getting them to Shabbos, getting them to Ruchnias. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of elevated Ruchnias, focused on Ruchnias, and putting aside other things which we may have to be involved in during the week. Okay, so as Hashem, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. I hope this adds a little bit to it. And remember, if there are women listening, you could share with your husbands this Rebbe Yehuda Lapian, that this Chavetz Chaim, it's a Chavetz Chaim, that just again, Talmud Torah connected Kulam, for each word of Talmud Torah, which is already 613, you're multiplying it by the fact that it's Shabbos to Shkula, and the Chavetz Chaim said every mitzvah on Shabbos, every word of Shabbos is worth 613 mitzvahs of a mitzvah, which itself is worth 613, and multiply that by 200 a minute, multiply that by 60, you get over 7 million mitzvahs an hour, and it's really something that it should be taken very, very seriously. Have a wonderful Shabbos, all the best, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up next week.
Good Shabbos. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.